to Off Trail Learning. This is Blake Bowles. It's been a bit over 2 years since I published the final episode of Off Trail Learning, and it's still the final episode. This show had a great run, and I'm happy to permanently retire it. But I would love for you to join me at a new show that I just started called Dirtbag Rich. Later on, I share the introduction, the trailer to this show, and so I hope you give it a listen because there really is a connection between the themes of off-trail learning, which were self-directed learning, unschooling, finding success without formal education or credentials, and Dirtbag Rich, which is about adults who have very unconventional lives and livelihoods and who have found interesting ways to be in control of the time of their life in the same way that a self-directed learner is very much in control of their time. It's a bit like asking the question, what does unschooling look like as an adult? Like unjobbing or unemployment. There's never been a good phrase for this. So I hope you'll join me on this new adventure. And you can subscribe to Dirtbag Rich through any podcasting platform. You can also go to dirtbagrich.com or blakebowles.com to find links and transcripts and more about the book that I'm writing called A Dirtbag Rich. All right, without further ado, here's the trailer for the new show. Welcome to Dirtbag Rich. I'm Blake Bowles. This podcast shares the stories of people who spend most of their time doing what they want while supporting themselves without a normal full-time job and prioritizing physical movement and geographic exploration. If you're not familiar with the term dirtbag, it's used in the climbing and hiking communities to describe someone who is so dedicated to their hobby, passion, or cause that they forsake the comforts and social status of the conventional way of life in order to focus on doing what they love. The term dirtbag rich is one I borrowed from the author Tim Mathis, who wrote The Dirtbag's Guide to Life. According to Tim, someone who is dirtbag rich is someone who lives like a dirtbag but earns money like a professional, allowing them to live a dirtbag life sustainably over a long period of time rather than always stressing about money. As soon as I discovered that phrase, I knew it described me. And when I sat down to start working on my new book, also called Dirtbag Rich, I took a moment to explain why. Here's what I wrote. Hi, I'm Blake. I'm not wealthy or famous. I don't have a house, car, spouse, child, advanced degree, or prestigious title. I lack many things that others my age possess. What I do have is my own little version of the good life, one overflowing with freedom, nature, travel, adventure, friends, and romance. For almost 2 decades, I've worked just a few months each year. The rest of the time, I spend reading, writing, hiking, biking, dancing, thinking, traveling, dreaming, and conversing. I'm not subsidized by my family or the government, nor did I sell a company, ride the stock market, go viral, traffic human organs, or take an online course revealing the one secret that will make all your financial dreams come true. Rather, I found a form of work that I genuinely enjoy. Work that does good, pays well, and doesn't monopolize my life. Found isn't really the right word. I stumbled, sweat, tinkered, and charmed my way into this work. Year after year, I do it all again. Nothing is guaranteed, but this energizes me. I don't have a permanent residence. At various points, all of my possessions have fit into a small storage unit, the back of a car, or a few plastic bins. When I tire of migrating, I settle down for a few months or longer. Then I pick up and move on, in pursuit of the people, nature, and activities I cherish most. No one place holds my heart. I am geographically polyamorous. Relationships are my first safety net. Good health is my second. Savings are my third. I may not earn much, but compared to how I spend, it's a ton. I'm not conventionally rich. I'm dirtbag rich. When I started writing the book, I decided that creating a podcast seemed like a good idea to help me gather stories that I could add to the book and round out my own experience. What I didn't expect was how big the response would be. With just a few posts, I quickly ended up with more than 50 truly fascinating people leading extraordinary lives that they're ready to share with me. But for the most part, you have never heard of these people. They are quietly crafting lives of flexibility, time wealth, high-quality relationships, and meaningful work. They're not all dirtbag rich in the same way as me, and that's great. They all have somewhat different values and personalities rather than being cookie-cutter duplicates of each other. They're not all outdoor enthusiasts, or single people, or younger people, or childless people, or gifted entrepreneurs. What they do share is boldness, courage, passion, and a commitment to living life on their own terms. Let me give you a little preview of what's to come. My first two interviews exemplify the classic dirtbag spirit. I speak with Brittany Goris, a 31-year-old climber who lives in her van and supports herself with 15 hours a week of graphic design work. Brittany is actually inside her van when I interview her, parked in her friend's driveway. She talks about the ups and downs of her travel and adventure-heavy lifestyle, although it's mostly ups.
Just last weekend, I saw the brightest shooting star of my life while out at a desert party out in the middle of nowhere. And there's just so many things like that where you wake up and you open your door and the first thing you see is this backdrop of cliffs and mountains and lakes and the ocean. And it feels like you're living inside of a postcard. And, you know, how could you ever deny that that is not going to be brighter than waking up under fluorescent lights and stepping outside onto like a busy sidewalk and then sitting in traffic for an hour? Like, you know, no one on earth would make the argument that one of those is probably a little more conducive to good mental health than the other.
Then I speak with Brendan Leonard, who spent many years as a dirtbag before settling down in Montana, where he now lives at age 45 with his wife and young child, writing and drawing for his website, Semi-Rad, while still going on cycling and trail running adventures. Brendan never saw himself having a house and rooted life when he was younger, but he loves his post-dirtbag existence because he gets to wake up each day and essentially do what he wants.
Yeah, I wake up today, and after we drop Jay off at daycare, one of us bikes him to daycare. I got 8 hours to do whatever I want with, you know, most of that is governed by what is the deadline for this thing? I need to get this done, you know, and like, so it's not stress-free, but to a pretty big extent, I can kind of do whatever I want, you know, provided that somehow it's going to lead to money or serve some other purpose. So a lot of days I'm able to drop him off at daycare and then ride this ridiculous cargo bike with a seat on the back and this giant basket on the front over to the trailhead and then run up Mount Sentinel here, run down, get back on the bike home. And I don't get home until like 10:45, and then I start working. And work can involve a lot of different things. The creative process is very, you know, it's very nebulous, and like things, whatever can be part of your art. So I think the big thing for me is freedom. And there's, if I were to sit back and say, wow, this is great, I'm doing what I want or whatever I want, I should have more of those moments in the day. I'm more of an anxiety ridden person. I'm like, oh God, I got to get this thing done. I got to get done by the end of the week, blah, 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 you know? So that's more of what I think. But in a macro sense, I'm doing less and less stuff that I don't want to do for money.
Then we hear from my friend Hannah Boley, who I met while passing through Seattle and who I convinced to join me for an adventure in Patagonia while she was cycling across the world for a year. But back in Seattle, Hannah has a very normal 9-to-5 job in the public school system. She genuinely cherishes her stable everyday life, but while many of her friends are getting married and having kids, her thirst for adventure just won't die. She plans to take a full year off after every 3 years of working for the foreseeable future, because that's the kind of life she wants to look back on when she's old.
Before my trip, I did kind of sit down with some people that were either close to retirement or retired and ask them about their life at my age and what they wish they had done. And consistently everybody said, I wish I spent more time to relax, more vacation time. I never used all my vacation time. It was like, that was a common thread amongst at least 10 different individuals. And that really spoke to me. Nobody was like, oh wow, I wish I had $28,000 more in my savings account right now. Nobody once said they wish they had more money. It was all they wish they had experienced or done something that they didn't do. It was never related to money.
Then you'll hear from Suzanne Roberts, a 54-year-old ski bum with a PhD and no kids, and Kelsey Shipman, who moved to Mexico from Texas at age 38 in order to raise her young daughter in a more financially and emotionally sustainable way while also pursuing her writing.
So we were spending about $10,000 a month and on childcare and, you know, groceries. And he had to have a car because he was going all the way into downtown every day to work. And I had a car because I had a baby I had to take care of all the time. And we would look at our friends and we would be like, how are you people doing this? Like, we were used to living on half that in Austin 5-6 years ago. And so But when we got to Mexico, all that went down. I mean, we're between $5,000 and $6,000 a month. And, you know, we have two dogs, a toddler, and both of us work. Both of us work, not full time, obviously. But the biggest thing that changed was childcare. You know, to get high quality childcare in Austin, it was about $25 an hour for a babysitter. You know, we have a housekeeper here. In the States, I can't even imagine having a housekeeper. Like, I mean, I was a teacher my whole life, so we are always middle class. But it's incredible because when I have help with my daughter and help maintaining my household, I can work. And when I mean work, I don't just mean earn money. I mean, do my life's work, the work that feeds me as a person. And I know I can do that because I have the help of these two women who I see almost every day.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many fascinating guests in the pipeline. I can hardly wait to interview them all. My mission with these interviews is to go deep and get vulnerable. I'm asking questions about money, time, purpose, privilege, doubts, and insecurities. This is the stuff that we all think about, but usually only discuss with those closest to us. Over the past years, as I've opened up and written more vulnerably and publicly, you can Google The Adventures of Blake for evidence of that, I've discovered how good it can feel to bear it all. So if you stick around, this is what I promise to deliver. Deep, vulnerable, and provocative interviews with normal people who are living extraordinary lives. No advertising, no sponsorship, no long introductions, no wasting your time. I don't even have intro music at this point. If you followed my previous work in alternative education, unschooling, and self-directed learning, you might wonder what the connection is. Here's how I see it. I spent the first 20 years of my adulthood on the question of what to do when young people don't like school. Now I'm asking, what can adults do if they don't like conventional jobs and conventional lifestyles? I especially care about the plight of young adults who aren't finding their place in the world of work, those whose call to adventure and desire for self-ownership outweigh their need for security and social validation. I care because I was one of them. My early and mid-20s were a mess. I was quitting most jobs that I started, even the ones I thought I really wanted. My mind overflowed with romantic visions of wilderness immersion, perpetual travel, and social activism. Whenever I saw a peer taking a stressful job to pay for a house or apartment to fill with furniture and appliances, I felt sick. I wanted freedom, purpose, and adventure. I craved experiences, not things. I wanted to be in love with the story of my own life. The normal path would not suffice. So I'm writing the book I wish existed when I was 25. But I already see that these questions go far beyond the realm of confused 20-somethings. There are so many of us out there in our 30s and beyond who are trying to strike that magical balance of time, money, and purpose to achieve some version of dirtbag rich. Kids and houses and spouses complicate things, but they don't disqualify you from becoming dirtbag rich. I'm just as curious as you are about how people keep this core dirtbag ethos alive, spending most of your time doing what you love, into the next stages of adulthood and responsibility. There are amazing people out there to learn from, and that's who I'll be introducing you to on the podcast. And if you know someone who you think I should interview, please reach out. To listen to the podcast, just search for Dirtbag Rich on any platform or visit my website, blakebowles.com. That's also where you can follow the progress of the book and find stories from my life on the road. Because while I'm writing and speaking about this Dirtbag Rich thing, I'm also living it in all of its gloriousness and messiness. This is a very active experiment, and I'm not yet sure how it will turn out. These conversations are as much for me as they are for you, and I'm delighted to have you here. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the show.